Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Bill Murdy, CEO of Comfort Systems USA. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is FIX. Thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Thank you. Glad to be with you, Juan.
Great. First of all, start off by giving us a brief overview of the company for our investors that haven't heard the interview in the past.
Sure. Comfort Systems is the largest HVAC mechanical contractor in the country. We did last year about $1.3 billion revenues, and we're nicely profitable and very cash flow positive. We're the largest player in the construction and service part of the HVAC sector. It is a fragmented business. It's about a $40 billion sector, and we're about 3% of it.
Great. And your subsidiary, Comfort Systems USA Energy, just recently expanded into Little Rock. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. First of all, Comfort Systems USA Energy is an operating group within Comfort Systems. It's other main office is Hartford, Connecticut, and what we've done is expand that to another office in Little Rock. We have always had a presence in Arkansas, both in Little Rock and in the Fayetteville area, that is a mechanical contractor, both for new construction and service, repair, and retrofit. And what we're doing here is recognizing that energy efficiency is something that we can do a lot for and about with working on HVAC systems. We've established another location for energy, the Energy Services Group there, and we'll be doing out of that office energy analyses and recommendations for upgrading of heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems that save electrical energy, and in addition be doing commissioning work where we go in and start up and balance systems, both new and retrofitted systems.
So great. And so yeah, talk about some of the market trends, going into energy and how well positioned the company is to, capitalize on them.
Well, heating, ventilating, air conditioning in any modern building uses a very large percentage of the electrical energy utilized in the building. And to the extent that you can make that equipment and that system more efficient, it uses less electric energy, it thus saves money, and there's a payback to the building owner. This is not necessarily something that everybody doesn't understand, but it does seem to take some education to cause people to believe that, with energy prices where they are, and they're not going to really go down. We've seen maybe a little bit of diminution in the cost of electric energy here, but it's not going to stay down, and electric costs will continue to go up, both with the underlying cost of the fuel and generation of them and with the cost of adding to and, importantly, replacing the electric utility infrastructure, both the transmission and distribution. So the cost to the users of electricity go up. We can help with making the HVAC systems efficient, therefore using less electrical energy. And we are well developed in that, and we do energy assessments, and then we have the operating capability to implement what needs to be done to garner those savings.
Great. And so what differentiates Comfort Systems from other players in your sector?
Well, we're large, but we also represent, I think, real quality. We do what we say. We say what we do what we say. We guarantee our work. We are usually the largest and we think the best HVAC mechanical contractor for new and existing construction in an area. And although we're not everywhere, we are not, for instance, in the large cities, choosing to be in the not the smallest cities, but in secondary cities. We're not in New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, but we are in big cities, Phoenix, Atlanta, San Diego, Orlando, et cetera. So we have a place in the marketplace. We're quintessentially aimed at the middle market, middle-sized projects, projects which are beyond the capabilities generally of the local small HVAC mechanical, but aren't the mega projects that are the province of bigger, mostly union contractors.
Great. And talk a little bit about the company's growth, Bill. Will you continue to go organically, look for M&A activities, or is it a combination of both?
It's definitely a combination of both, Juan. We are continually looking for good HVAC operations of size in areas where we are not currently located. We don't want to duplicate what we have. We're looking to expand both our new construction and service activities. We've grown organically very nicely. We've made some very prudent acquisitions, notably in Virginia and in Delaware, southern Pennsylvania area, in those areas recently. And we feel this is a very good business, and it can be expanded. Like I said, it's very fragmented, so there's a lot of targets out there. We're trying to find companies that want to be a part of Comfort Systems, and enjoy the benefits of having some scale and being able to reduce costs by virtue of that scale.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience, as well as some of that of your key management team.
Well, I've been at Comfort Systems since late 2000. I was not here at the founding. Comfort Systems was a roll-up, i.e. a consolidation of existing private companies in the late 90s, and I came in late 2000. Have been here ever since. We have grown steadily, both at the top and bottom line in those years. It wasn't always the boom years of 06, 07, and 08, by the way. We had very substantial downturns in non-residential construction in the early part of this decade. I come from a varied background, but always some connection to real estate development, construction. I'm a West Point graduate. I started out in the Corps of Engineers in the Army. Our management is a very talented group, albeit small. We are not top-heavy here. We may have the smallest corporate headquarters of any billion-dollar public company in the country. But these are seasoned veterans of construction and mechanical construction that lead the company. We have a very talented chief financial officer who happens also to be an attorney. He was at one time the general counsel of the company and was here at the founding of the company. And we have a very, very strong and competent finance, accounting, reporting, control, tax, audit, internal audit group that works here in the headquarters, working with all our companies in the field.
Great. And in terms of what specific goals or milestones has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Well, this is a difficult environment for anybody in the non-residential construction business. It's a difficult environment for anybody in the residential construction business. But we're in the non-residential sector. There are problems as to do with finance, we believe, going forward, and so there won't be as much work. We are trying, and I think successfully trying to be selective in what we do, and we're trying to maintain our bottom line, even though we may have to see some decrease in our top line here. We've done a lot over the years in increasing our productivity, done a lot of that through training, education at all levels, and putting in systems or system-like procedures that get us some productivity. So we're pretty confident of our ability, certainly on any relative basis, of dealing with whatever might be out there. We don't have our heads in the sand, though. We predicted this, or we got on this a little earlier, started preparing for a downturn. I think we're very well situated, certainly far more well situated for this downturn than we were for the last one, where we had a lot of debt and we were still forming the company and had a lot of rough spots.
Certainly. And in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the direction of the company?
Well, I think so. We attempt to educate investors as to that. I don't think anybody right now fully understands the market or where it's going precisely. I'm a prejudiced source, but we believe we have a much better a company than the market currently recognizes, but there is a lot of concern about what the future of non-residential construction holds here over the next couple of years. And we're not going to be immune entirely from it. All I have said is that we are going to be able to deal with it in a much better fashion than most.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Bill Murdy, CEO of Comfort Systems USA. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is FIX. Currently trading slightly north of $10 a share. And before we conclude, Bill, what are some of the key reasons why Comfort Systems represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think one primary reason is that this is basically a very good business. It's an essential business. It's not going away. There are 5 million structures in the U.S. that are heated, ventilated, and air-conditioned. Heating, ventilating, and air-conditioning needs maintenance and service and repair and ultimately needs to be retrofitted. We are there to do that. Secondly, we are very well situated. We have a very strong balance sheet. We have $100 million in cash on the balance sheet, so we're ready to weather whatever storm is out there. And I think of course, our people and the quality of our people are really the hallmark of this company. We have quality organizations around the country, peopled by serious persons. They're serious about success, serious about serving our clients.
Well, it certainly sounds that way, and we do look forward to continuing to track your company's continued growth and progress.
Okay. Well,
and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Sure. Thank you.